So welcome to Queensland Live Podcast with Leela. This is the start of a season of wellness in winter podcasts, just around being in Queenstown and making sure everyone's well, mind, body, and whatever else that you want to do, call it. If anyone would like to be part of the Wellness in Winter podcast, just need to get in touch. And welcome, Leela.
Hi.
We're drinking tea.
Yum.
Again. basically, if you explain to me and everyone else about your business and maybe a little bit about how you got here, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, sure. So I have a little small but mighty business called Leela B Wellness. And so from that, I'm a certified holistic health coach. Mm-hmm. I'm a mind detox therapist and a meditation teacher.
Cool. And the health coach, do you want to explain to people what that means?
Yeah. So I studied at a school called the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. And so health coaching kind of is a job title. It's actually kind of quite new.
Yeah.
So a lot of people, don't know what it is. But I kind of think of it most easily as a life coach who specializes in nutrition and holistic nutrition principles.
Yeah.
So, and as well as just, and what that kind of means, that kind of holistic nutrition, is that we don't just take just food into consideration, because sometimes it doesn't matter how much broccoli or kale you eat.
Yep.
You know, if you've got
if the rest of it's not working.
Yeah, if the rest of your life's not working, then, you know, it's not going to matter if your relationships aren't great or you're not happy in your career, you know, if you're not feeling kind of connected spiritually, if you, you know, are struggling to kind of get out and be active and move and, yeah, so we kind of look at it all, and I just help people come up with strategies to make that stuff work for them.
Cool.
And, you know, every single person is different. We're all unique. So not, you know, one person's... I don't know, broccoli is...
What works for one doesn't always work for everyone else.
Yeah, one person's poison is another.
Yeah.
Or one person's, you know, perfect food is another person's poison.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So how long have you been in Queenstown?
About 8 or 9 years.
Yeah, and you disappeared.
I did, like we often do.
Yeah.
I went away travelling a couple of years ago, just over 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, I had that moment, that realisation that I had been kind of living here... in this amazing place, but kind of it hadn't been going quite to my expectations.
Yeah.
And I was not, I finally realized one day how much comparing I was doing of myself to, you know, the lives of my friends and what they were kind of achieving and things. So I thought, no, I've just got to go and do my own thing for a wee bit.
Yeah.
And go on an adventure.
Yeah.
And I did that.
Yes.
And
you like adventure.
And on the way, you know, I found this entire new career.
Yeah.
I kind of came home a big happy hippie.
Yeah.
But it was the best thing I ever did, and it's also been really lovely to come home.
Yeah. And is the nutrition part of it what drew you to that stuff, that wellness, or was it the whole
It was kind of. It all kind of occurred quite beautifully together. I've always been interested in nutrition because I've been celiac and gluten-free for almost 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And what I think kind of spurned this realization before I went traveling was a meditation course that I did. And I'd been interested and curious about meditation for a couple of years. And I had kind of, I wanted more peace, definitely.
Yeah.
So it was actually that kind of, it was seriously a light bulb moment while hanging out the washing.
Fair enough. I usually have mine in the car.
Yeah. And it was interesting. I didn't recognise it until much later, that it came about 6 weeks after I first learned to meditate.
Yeah.
And so I went off and I was travelling, and I was in Europe and the UK and did a little bit of work on super yachts. And found myself kind of accidentally at this meditation retreat in Spain with the Ashayas of the Bright Path, which was the technique that I had originally learned. And I went for 2 weeks, and I ended up staying for 2 months.
Yeah.
And then I went back the following year and went for another 4 months to kind of complete my, they call it a mastery of the self course, which is a 6-month residential meditation course.
Yeah.
And that allowed me to come home and not only have much more peace and joy and happiness, yeah. but to be able to teach it to others.
Yeah.
But during that time, you know, I did the meditation retreat, and then I came out of that, you know, after a couple of months thinking, oh, I'm going to retrain as a yoga teacher.
Yeah.
And I went to this big yoga show. The first stall I saw, I had a poster that said, do you want to be a health coach? And I'm like, I don't know what that is, but I'm pretty sure that's what I want to be. Yeah.
Course averted.
Yeah, and it was that intuitive knowing that that's what I was supposed to be doing.
Yeah, so
pretty cool.
So if people, how do people get hold of you? What do they need to be anything, or do they need to, how do they get hold of you?
So you can check out my website,
yep.
which is lilabwellness.com,
yep.
and that's just B the letter, not B-E.
Yeah.
lilabwellness.com, or email me at lila@lilabwellness.com. Yeah.
And what do people need to know when they come and see you? What will you go through?
So we will go through initially just a discovery session to establish what it is you are looking for,
yep.
what you feel you need help with, and we'll do a bit of a health history to see where you're currently at, find out what your goals are, whether we feel comfortable, that we're compatible, you know, to work together.
Yep.
And then we kind of come up with a strategy. So I do kind of a three-month course with 6 sessions every 2 weeks,
yep.
or 6 months with a 12 sessions. And that kind of 2 weeks between sessions gives you enough time to kind of implement, you know, whatever recommendations I give.
Yeah.
But also it's short enough to kind of keep you on task, keep you accountable. And that's all we really need in life, is we need someone in our corner, you know, there to pump us up, lift us up, tell us that we're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with us. We're not broken.
Yeah.
And kind of keep us, you know, lifted up and motivated and accountable.
And being kind as well.
Yeah. It's really important. Yeah.
So your wellness in winter, because I know for me, wellness in winter's, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of winter. Most people know that. But I really try and think about what I'm going to do before winter approaches. I've done 9 winters here now. And it's kind of, you know, I think about, well, how I'm going to feel throughout winter, but also what I need to do to make that be as painless as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the whole, like, meeting people to go to exercise together and getting food prepared in the house and, you know, chopping wood, getting it all prepared, making sure you're warm.
Yep.
Talking to people about how they feel. So what's your thing?
I think particularly, you know, in winter it's a time we naturally want to hibernate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we should allow ourselves, you know, to be able to do that when it's appropriate.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, the days are shorter, the nights are longer. Our body naturally wants to sleep a little bit more. So, you know, if you can, even if you can't do it, you know, even if you work 5 or 6 days a week, you know, allow yourself to really rest on those days off that you have. But also I think it's equally important to find that balance where you don't get too squirreled away in solitude on your own.
I'm fine. You've been in your bed for 3 days.
Yeah, yeah. Eating chocolate.
Someone comes in and you're covered in chocolate. Under your duvet.
Watching Friends replays.
Yeah, no, crying in the corner. That's not good. No, you know, stay away.
Connection is important as well. And we're lucky here in Queensland because there's so many, you know, awesome events activities and things. And, you know, we have the ski fields on our back door.
But I think also we've got a lot of people who are in the similar situations to as us. You know, a lot of us don't have family here.
Yep.
They're a million miles away.
Yeah.
It's winter and for me it should be Christmas, you know.
Yeah.
Weird. Still weird. But also, you know, people who are working and trying to train and exercise and keep well, and everybody's trying to do it together. So I think it's really important to just say to somebody, I'm struggling with this, are you?
Yeah.
And then generally they will say, yeah. So let's do stuff together, you know?
Yeah, it's like every, almost every year since I've been here, I'm like, okay, this year, because I've got these amazing telemark skis and I'm at mediocre telemark skier.
Yeah.
Every year I say, right, this year I'm going to buy skins, I'm going to start hiking.
Yeah.
And every year it doesn't quite happen.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, there's always a group of people who go and do it.
And there's so many people. With. And yeah. So I was talking to a friend the other day, she's like, yeah, we go hiking, yeah. You can come skinning with us. I'm like, please.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you've got, say, we've got top five, what are your top five must-dos? For winter.
Must-dos.
To be, you know, not necessarily eat kale every day, but just yeah. For that keep you well and rounded and above the water, I suppose.
Mm. Actually, my top one is, you know, we have this thing about winter, there's colds, there's flus, we get sick in winter. And that's this huge belief I see a lot of people have. So that's my tip one, number one, is don't believe that because it's winter, you're going to get sick.
Yeah.
Or you always get a bad flu every yeah, winter, yeah. Or, you know, I always get at least one cold, or whatever it is. I just simply refuse to believe that I'm going to get sick,
yeah.
Whether it's winter or summer.
Yeah.
And I get sick very infrequently,
yeah.
Even if, you know, there's a lot of illness around me.
Yeah.
And then my next tip would be when you do get sick.
Yeah.
To... you know, the body's natural tendency is to heal, but in order to heal, it needs to be rested.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you get a cold and a flu, the doctor can't do much. He's going to tell you go to bed and rest, and that's absolutely the best thing you can do.
Yeah.
If you fully surrender to resting and allow your body to heal, you're going to get through it that much quicker. Yeah. So, I mean, about 6 weeks ago, I got ill just out of the blue. And yeah, that's what I did. I recognized it really quickly, and well, I just felt I went from feeling great to just not feeling great yeah. in the space of a couple of hours. I just went to bed for 24 hours, yeah. And I mean, I meditated, which helps a huge amount to help the mind rest, the body to heal.
Yeah.
Just, you know. Just totally like blocked off a good 48 hours yeah. just to allow my body to fully, you know, get through it, you know, quite selfishly, as quickly as possible.
And I was going to say, not feel guilty about it.
Not feel guilty
just
about it.
Just do it.
Yeah, just do it.
Yeah.
Because it's going to pay off in the long run.
Yeah.
Yeah. But don't try and push through it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's two.
Yeah. We might pick up on, so you talked about, meditation,
yeah.
And I don't know what people's thoughts and, you know, images are of meditation. Yeah. Maybe people in yoga pants and,
yeah.
you know, eating couscous, that type of thing.
Legs crossed.
Yeah, yeah. But I know I discovered it probably a couple of years ago, and then did that whole dipping in and out of it and forgot about it and then came back to it. And generally come back to it when things are rubbish or really highly stressed. Or
yeah.
But I think this time when I got back into it, I really tried to not use it as just something, as a tool that I go to when I'm stressed.
Yeah.
As something that's just a really nice, relaxing way of, like you say, be selfish but not feel guilty about it. Just, and it can be 10 minutes. So you're, maybe explain your type of meditation
yeah.
and maybe how people can find out about it. And
yeah, sure.
Find out what's useful for them.
Yeah, no, so the meditation that I teach is called Ascension mm-hmm. Meditation. And it's really, the great thing about it is it's really easy. It's really simple. It's totally mechanical.
Yeah.
So it doesn't require any belief.
Yeah.
It doesn't kind of interfere with anyone's, you know, other belief systems.
Mm-hmm.
And we teach you four techniques, and we teach it over a weekend course. So it's a Friday evening, and then a Saturday and a Sunday. And so it's a lovely kind of weekend. You take that time for yourself. You know, we teach it in groups, so it's, you know, we all get a chance to, we teach you these techniques, you get a chance to use each one. We meditate for short periods of 20 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
But then in between we talk about how it works and why it works and what's happening within the body, you know, with the biology of the body. And, you know, you get to share your experience, what you're finding easy, what you're finding difficult,
yeah.
So that by the end of the weekend you should be fully comfortable meditating, you know, two or three times a day for 10, 20 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
On your own, you know, totally comfortable. Yeah. Plus, you know, here in Queenstown, we're really lucky. There's myself and another teacher, Brahmananda, and we have weekly group meditation sessions, which are like a little top up, a little boost.
Yeah.
And again, it's really nice when you meditate in a group together. There's a whole kind of different level of energy, of stillness. Yeah. That's really fun.
Yeah. And I know I found it just useful for, I mean, I try and do it in the morning before I get out of bed, but just to use it as that really nice, even if it's 10 minutes of just, because life's just, everybody's so busy.
Yeah.
And, you know, before you know it, it's going to be Christmas. And I hate saying that and everyone laughs, but it's so true. It's like, you know, it's nearly July. We're going into Winter Festival again.
It's
crazy. Yeah. And I think it's really accessible. There are so many ways you can get into it, you know, by either seeing you or talking to other people or going online or and finding the one that really works.
You know, I'm pretty much encouraging of anyone who wants to learn to meditate, whether it's my meditation or not, because regardless of which one you're doing, if you find one that, you know, works for you, you're making space for yourself, you know, and that whole mind-body connection, it's helping you just, you know, just settle down. And we're all busy. We all have 100 thoughts a day. Oh, sorry, 100,000 thoughts a day, actually. And the great thing I like about Ascension is that in no way are you required to stop thinking.
Yeah. And that's the thing I love about it, you know, that whole thing of your thoughts just keep going and don't be frightened or worried or angry or annoyed with them, but you can kind of learn to be really present, which I have a real difficulty in. I'm a very future-focused person.
Same.
And I find it, you know, I've made up my history of the next 2 months before it's even happened. So I have to really remember to bring myself back to the fact that, like, let's just look at what's going on now, now.
And how many of those thoughts have you had about the future that are never actually
real or true,
going to be required?
Yeah. The best thing somebody once said to me, and it kind of blew my mind in a way, that somebody said that you are not your thoughts. And the minute you start thinking about that and unraveling what that means, you kind of go, oh my God, they're just things that happen in your head. They're not real.
They're not real. They're not even yours.
No.
No. And so that, when you get that, and not even get that intellectually, but when you experience that through meditation, there's so much freedom there.
You know?
You've created this space between yourself and your thoughts. And they just all become quite hilarious. So, you know, there's actually nothing in life that needs to be taken seriously.
No. Oh, we could talk about this for hours.
Yeah, I know.
So have you got another course coming up?
Yeah, we've got one here in Queenstown, the 10th of July.
Cool. I'm scribbling furiously down.
Great.
And maybe, so I know for me, I've got, I have a, Sam Summers is my go-to place, Mount Crichton, bottom of the loop. I know that if I'm having a bad day or whatever, that's where I head to. Do you have any secret places you like to go to in Queenstown that are yours?
Oh. Sam Summers, yeah, that's a good one. I think, you know, even if you think meditation's a bit woo-woo or not for you, I think just getting out in nature, you know, and I know a lot of people around here connect with that, you know, because we're such an active community and things. Time. But, I mean, honestly, I get a huge amount of peace walking my dog over the Kawarra Falls Bridge down to the Hilton, grab a coffee and carry on down the track. And it just, I don't know, it flips me out a little bit. I just love it.
And it's usually sunny over there.
Yeah, and it's always sunny over there. And my dog, just watching my dog run, like when she's running so fast, her beard is flying in her face and her ears flapping back. And, you know, just really taking the time to appreciate all those little magical moments. Whether it's that or, you know, being totally present with, you know, a sticky date bun from provisions, or, you know, because if you're gonna have something like naughty, go enjoy it, just be totally at one with it, you know,
And don't give it, and don't also don't take anybody with you. That's why I go to the cinema on my own. so nobody knows what I'm eating and nobody else can have any of it. Favourite season?
Oh.
It's a hard one.
You know, this is my first winter in about 3 years, and I was feeling a little bit resistant to it in autumn, or the start of autumn. But then I remembered, you know, I love autumn. I love how still it is in autumn.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe there's a little bit of autumn I really like.
Yeah.
Maybe. But maybe summer.
Yeah, I'm a summer girl.
Yeah.
You know, I
love winter.
I kind of go every year, I'm going to come on, winter, yeah, I love you. Oh, sure. You know, as soon as summer comes on, I'm like, winter, you are out of here.
Yeah.
Totally out of here. So, a little, as we always finish with, God, that went quick, that's 20 minutes. So I'm going to ask you two things and you have to pick one or the other.
Okay.
Okay. Walnut or almond?
Almond.
Salt or sweet?
Sweet.
Brittany or Christina?
Christina.
Mountain or sea? Mountain or sea? That's my English accent going out.
Mm-hmm.
The mountains?
Oh, mountain or sea. Sea. Oh, mountain.
Yeah. Coronet or remarks?
Cadrona.
Yeah. Oh, curveball. Love it. One food from a country that you have to eat for the rest of your life, where would it be?
Dates.
Dates and a country.
And a country. Food. Sorry, the so country like where
Italian
the food is from.
Or Japanese. One food forever and ever.
Thai. Yeah.
Okay. And you're something that's small but mighty in your life, apart from your business.
Lolo.
The dog. I love it. So we'll just wrap up. Do you wanna? Are you on Facebook?
Yes.
Under what name?
Lila B Wellness.
Yeah. Anything else?
There's also the meditation you can find at thebrightpath.co.nz.
Cool.
And the Bright Path New Zealand on Facebook.
Cool. And your website?
LilaBWellness.com.
Perfect. Lila B, thank you very much.
Thank you.